Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Bilateral investment agreement between India and Israel comes into force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extends greetings to President Trump and the people of the United States on the 250th anniversary of their independence. 6-day state funeral of Iran's former supreme leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei begins in Tehran. 651 Indian Army personnel serving under the United Nations peacekeeping mission in DR Congo receive prestigious UN medal. And in FIFA World Cup, a round of 16 to begin with Canada taking on Morocco in Houston, Texas tonight. The bilateral investment agreement BIA between India and Israel came into force today. The agreement was signed in September last year in New Delhi. The finance ministry said that the BIA is a landmark step towards strengthening bilateral economic relations and ensuring a secure and predictable investment climate. The ministry noted that the BIA is expected to contribute to increased cross-border investment activity and further deepen the economic partnership between India and Israel. The United States is today marking the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The celebration of 4th of July honors the signing of the American Declaration of Independence by country's founding fathers on this day in 1776, when the 13 American colonies formally declared their independence from British rule. Prime Minister Modi has extended greetings to US President Trump and the people of the United States on the 250th anniversary of their independence. Mr. Modi said, India and the United States share more than a strategic partnership underpinned by a shared belief in democracy, the rule of law, and the limitless potential of their people. Prime Minister Modi will be on a 6-day visit to Indonesia, Australia, and New Zealand from Monday. At the invitation of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Indonesia from 6th to 8th of this month. This will be Mr. Modi's 4th visit to Indonesia and his first bilateral visit since India-Indonesia relations were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership in May 2018. Here is a report from our correspondent in Jakarta.
During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral discussions with President of Prabowo Subianto, reviewing progress across key areas of cooperation under the strategic partnership. In Jakarta, the Prime Minister is also scheduled to address a large gathering of the Indian diaspora. The Indian community in Indonesia is eagerly waiting for the visit. Speaking to Akashvani, Siddharth Taparia, President of the India Club of Jakarta, highlighted the strong friendship between India and Indonesia. He expressed optimism that two nations will deepen collaboration in infrastructure, trade, defense, agriculture, natural resources, and other sectors. Sandeep Bandashgupta, Jakarta, Indonesia.
Following his visit to Indonesia, Mr. Modi will embark on the second leg of his visit to Australia from 8th to 10th of this month. On the third and last leg of his three-nation visit, Mr. Modi will be in New Zealand on 10th and 11th of July. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman from tomorrow till 10th of this month. During the visit to these countries, Dr. Jaishankar will be meeting with his counterparts and the leadership. The Ministry of External Affairs said the visit will focus on enhancing India's bilateral relations with the countries and also provide an opportunity to exchange views on regional developments and issues of mutual interest. After his visit to Oman, Dr. Jaishankar will visit New York on 13th of July to launch India's official campaign for the UN Security Council tenure 2028-29. He will then attend the third India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting and interact with his European Union and Belgian counterparts in Brussels on 14th and 15th of July. Venezuela's Foreign Minister Yvan Gil has expressed gratitude to the government of India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for their timely support and assistance in helping the victims of the devastating earthquake. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A 6-day state funeral of the former supreme leader, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, began in Tehran today, drawing hundreds of thousands of mourners who gathered to pay their final respects to Iran's late leader. We have a report.
Mourners offered prayers at the site of Khamenei's coffin alongside those of his family members killed in the airstrike. Senior Iranian leaders, military commanders and foreign dignitaries paid their respects to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at Tehran's Grand Musalla. Among those present were President Masoud Pezeshkian, Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Revolutionary Guards Commander Ahmed Wahidi. India was represented by Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General Sayyid Atta Hasnain and Minister of State for External Affairs, Pabitra Margarita. The funeral procession will continue over the next few days before concluding with his burial in the holy city of Mashhad on 9th of this month. Public mourning will continue for 40 days thereafter. Shagun Chopra for World News.
India's long-standing contribution to global peacekeeping mission received a significant recognition as 651 Indian Army personnel serving under the United Nations have been awarded the prestigious United Nations Medal during a ceremonial medal parade held at the Permanent Operating Base Sake in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC. The medals were presented during a ceremony held yesterday honoring the Indian contingent for its professionalism, operational excellence and dedicated service under the United Nations peacekeeping mission. A Ukrainian drone attack struck a Russian oil terminal in St. Petersburg today, with Russian authorities claiming that air defense systems intercepted dozens of drones over the city and surrounding areas. St. Petersburg Governor Alexander Beglov said the attack targeted the Kirovsky district on the Baltic Sea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the operation as part of Ukraine's long-range sanctions against Russia. He said Ukrainian forces had targeted the port's oil infrastructure as well as a military facility on Kronstadt Island located off the coast of St. Petersburg. The Democratic Republic of the Congo has reported 1,502 confirmed Ebola cases, including 473 deaths, as the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak remains serious. In neighboring Uganda, authorities have confirmed 20 Ebola cases, including 15 imported infections. Health officials say no community transmission has been detected, and Uganda and the DRC have strengthened cross-border surveillance and response efforts. In FIFA World Cup, the round of 16 will start with Canada taking on Morocco in Houston, Texas tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 10:30 p.m. IST. Canada reached this historic knockout stage for the first time by defeating South Africa, while Morocco advanced by eliminating the Netherlands in a penalty shootout. In another round of 16 fixture, Paraguay will take on France at Philadelphia in United States. The match is scheduled to kick off at 2:30 a.m. In the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, Belgium's Elise Mertens produced a stunning upset by knocking out second seed Elina Rybakina of Kazakhstan 7-6, 6-1 in the third round to book her place in the women's single round of 16. In another major upset, Philippines' Alexandra Ila defeated third seed Iga Swiatek of Poland 7-6, 6-2 in the third round to advance to the round of 16. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 191 runs for England in the second T20 International of the five-match series at Old Trafford in Manchester. In reply, England were 171 for 5 in 17 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Vaibhav Suryavanshi created history by becoming the youngest player to make his international debut for India. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, England will take on Australia in the final at Lord's Cricket Ground in London tomorrow. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Bilateral investment agreement between India and Israel comes into force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extends greeting to President Trump and the people of the United States on the 250th anniversary of their independence. 6-day state funeral of Iran's former Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei begins in Tehran. 651 Indian Army personnel serving under the United Nations peacekeeping mission in DR Congo receives prestigious UN medal. And in FIFA World Cup, round of 16 to begin with Canada taking on Morocco in Houston, Texas tonight. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.